You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And hey, we certainly appreciate you being with us. If you're watching us right now live on YouTube, hey, hit that subscribe button so you know whenever we go live. Hit the bell there. It'll tell you that we're live. And if you're listening to us on radio, well, you can interact with us. We broadcast we record our ABC News and Talk Show every weekday morning, 9 a.m. on all of our social channels. And you can go right in there, put any questions you have for us. We'll try and get to them. Put any comments if you like us, if you don't like us, if you want to know something about home and finance and your mortgages. I work as a consumer advocate. Do I have a license for law? No. Do I have a license for a tax and accounting? No. But I chat with these folks all the time. So one of the beauties and the benefits, side benefits of my job as a radio host, daily radio host, is I get to chat with all of these folks, learn all of these things, share them with you, and not share all the solutions, but I get to share maybe questions that you should be asking to your estate planning attorney, maybe to your investment advisor, to your realtor, if the case be to your family lawyer, insurance people. So we talk to all of those folks on Ron Siegel Radio. So the guidance here is tune in every day. Again, you can tune into us live or on the radio broadcast every day right here, this station, at this time, or you can watch us record the program live in the morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we're on 8 different streams every day, 8 streams, and you can put your comments right in there, and we're watching those all the time. And hey, let's take a look and see what we are celebrating today. We start every day on Ron Siegel Radio with some sort of a celebration. National Water Park Day. Can we do that in California, being that we've got a drought going? I'm not sure about that part. Buffalo Soldiers Day, and the one that I'm looking at right here, right now, that's always a big enticement to me, and I probably shouldn't be anymore, but National Milk Chocolate Day. I'm all for milk chocolate. I should have had a graphic made for the National Milk Chocolate Day. I'm going to have to talk to our marketing team and say, hey, you know, we get a lot of good ones, but today's Milk Chocolate Day. Yeah, like that one. Hey, let's look at what the markets are doing. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 55 points, skewed quite a bit. I haven't looked at what it's doing lately, but it was skewed quite a bit by Boeing, right? Boeing Aircraft came out with a great earnings report, and finally, right, it's been a while since Boeing's had a good earnings report, but yes, they did come out with a good earnings report. Their stock's up almost 5% just for the day today, up 5%. Now, you look at the other side of it, Apple came out with a great earnings report. Their stock is down 1.25%. It's all about those chips. Remember, not the ones that you eat, but it's the chips that that's the big issue. S&P 500 up 3.57. NASDAQ up 98.08. Oil up 57 cents a barrel. We watch that one for you on a regular basis. Why do we watch oil so closely? Not just because of the gas prices. We understand that part of it. But oil prices are a historically a good indicator of what's going to happen on the 10-year treasury, which then flows into mortgage-backed securities. So that's one of the reasons that we're consistently watching oil prices to see what they're doing and how that's translating into the rest of the marketplace. Because everything, oil affects everything, right? I mean, when you think about it, try and look around your house right now. Look around your car right now. Tell me what you might have there that was not on a truck at some point in time, not on a ship at some point in time, not on a train at some point in time, right? So almost all of those things are affected by oil. And if you're in your car right now, well, gas prices in California, they're up again one more time. It seems like a common theme, doesn't it? Talk about gas prices going up almost every single day. So right here in California, do you want to know about it? Well, you know, so hey, look at this one, Florida. Right, so producer Josh was just in Florida. Right, $2.98 a gallon of gasoline is the average in Florida. $2.98. Then you look and you go moving across the country, and we go to our amazing underwriter Lori. She's in Louisiana. $2.81 a gallon. Moving further west, we get to see Nevada. $3.97 a gallon. $3.97. Not good, but then you can come right over here to California, and we're at $4.34 a gallon. Ow! $3.16 is the national average of a gallon of gasoline. So, yeah, get an idea of what we're dealing with here when we're looking at gas prices moving across the country like that. And that's why we watch them so closely. So let's take a look and see then the 10-year treasury. Well, that's up a bit today. Not surprising. Right, because we've had such a run. 1.26 is the yield on that 10-year treasury. And as I look down the chart right now, the only place we're seeing a negative yield on their 10-year instrument, the national debt or the sovereign debt, that would be Germany. 10 years is their 10-year bond. They're giving negative 0.448. So give them your money for 10 years. You don't get it all back. Not a good idea on investing. So if you're watching us on our social channels, that's our topic for this coming Sunday's broadcast on our social channels. How do you retire on $15,000 a month? No 401k, no IRA. So we're going to talk about that a lot. So we'll be watching us for that one. What else is going on in the world today? We're looking at, this is a fascinating story, and it's just a control issue, right? We've talked about this before.
It is what it is.
So the CDC comes out and says that they're probably a good idea to wear a mask indoors in public places. Well, why? Can we get an idea of why? Where's the science behind this? Oh, there is none, they say. Right? They haven't, but it seems like a good idea. So that way, people who are vaccinated, which, what is it, roughly 60-65% of America is vaccinated, and there's about 30% that don't want to get vaccinated, so that's their personal preference, their personal choice. But think about this. If you're vaccinated, you're not at a high risk. And if you put a mask on, you're not going to spread what you don't have. I just don't get the whole mask thing. Maybe somebody smarter than me can help with this. But, you know, something, I think I've retired all of my masks. I don't know if I want to go out and buy any more masks at this stage. I did see a report this morning that the serious illness, the hospitalization, more likely to get hospitalized from the common flu, 10 times more likely from the common flu than from the COVID, any of the COVID issues at this stage. Maybe not earlier, but at this stage based on vaccinations. Think about that part. Here was another one. You've got a 0.005 chance of 0.005% chance of dying from COVID, 0.007% of being struck by lightning and dying. So you got more likelihood of getting struck by lightning. But I guess that probably doesn't sell too well. Amazing. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons why the end of forbearance will not lead to a wave of foreclosures. We'll talk about that. Making the most of tax-advantaged accounts. Maybe we'll get to that. Buying a house if my name is still on the mortgage to the marital home. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Building your future wealth starts now. Take action and put your money to work for you instead of working for your money. Are you sitting on $100,000 of home equity? Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RunIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RunIsMyLender.com. Again, RunIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RunIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com. Are you a military veteran, first responder, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, then you're a Ron Siegel VIP hero, and you may qualify for rewards up to $5,000 to $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with a Ron Siegel Radio partner. As a valued VIP hero, you receive special savings, rebates, and valuable discounts. Learn more by calling me, Ron Siegel, at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. It's just our way of saying thank you.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. Let's take a look and see in the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Yes, indeed, they do have stated income loans. They've got loans for people that are one day out of bankruptcy. Yes, they've got that product as well. And they've got loans that can qualify simply on the income of the investment property. So all of those are available. Let's look. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 69 points. The NASDAQ is up 95. The S&P 500 is up 2. 10-year Treasury is up 2 basis points on the yield, 1.259, call it 1.26. And the mortgage-backed securities, those are down 5 basis points. That means interest rates are up just a little bit. Why is all of this happening? Well, that's why you tune into Ron Siegel Radio, because everything else I shared with you up to that point in the Mortgage Minute can be found on that super secret website, if you know where to look, google.com, right? So that's it's all there. But what they're not going to tell you is what's happening and why is all of this, what's causing this? And could there be any bit of a misleading information coming out of the mainstream media? Would we ever expect that?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So here it is. The MBA reported that applications to purchase a home fell 2% last week, or 18% lower on a year-over-year basis. But that's impacted by the rise of cash buyers, who are, of course, not counted in mortgage applications and account for a large part of that decline. Last year, cash buyers were 16% of purchases. Today, they're 23%. So think about that. If you just look at that alone, that would say that we've got a 9% drop in real estate purchases as opposed to 18% when you factor in the increase in cash buyers. So that's part of the issue right there. Additionally, home prices have gone up significantly with year-over-year appreciation up over 16%. At the same time, inventory levels are down over 20%. The point here is that housing is still very strong and is not showing signs of weakness like the media wants us to believe. Refinances increased 9%, seeing a significant benefit from the removal. And we told you about this about 2 weeks ago, the adverse market fee, basically a tax from FHFA, because we really haven't had much of an adverse market in the last several years, but they put an adverse market fee on there. So that fee is gone. So down, interest rates down 10% year over year, improved 18%. Let's see what else. So the refinance share of applications increased for the third straight week, jumping from 65 to 67%. Here's a big issue, and this is one of the things that you're not going to hear in too many places. So the media wants to tell you that the housing market is declining and that the end, this bull run in housing is over. Let's think about this for just a second. You can't compare housing to any other asset class out there. And what is an asset class? Well, stocks are an asset class, and you've got bonds, and you've got precious metals, commodities. And then within those, within stocks, you're going to have growth stocks and investment or income stocks. You're going to have small cap, large cap. All of those are asset classes. So then I'm not suggesting anybody do this right now, but think about this. Consider this. If you were to say, okay, I've got a big run-up in my Microsoft stock, I get it. And you decide, okay, I'm going to take profit from Microsoft and I'm going to sell that stock and take the profit. Take that capital gain, short-term, long-term, doesn't matter. You may say, okay, I'm not going to put that money back into, I don't have to put it back, I don't have to rebuy stocks. I could decide that I'm going to go into a real estate investment trust. And by the way, that's where a lot of the money comes from, that you get these investors where we've gone from 16% to about 23% investors buying for cash. But I digress. I go down these rabbit trails and sometimes it gets me in trouble. So here's the issue. You bought, sold that Microsoft stock and decided to go into the real estate, to the real estate investment trust. Okay, so that's going to cause a drop in Microsoft stock because you got sellers there. If a lot of people did it and you had way more sellers than buyers, that's what causes stocks to drop. it could even cause the entire market to drop, the Dow Jones or S&P 500 or all stocks in general. Enough people selling and not buying other things, that's what causes these market drops, market corrections, people putting their money somewhere else. Could put your money into 10-year treasuries. You could put it into 30-year treasuries. You could put it into corporate bonds. You might be buying cryptocurrencies, whatever you like. But you're taking the money out of there and into something else. Now, consider this. If you're selling your new home or selling your primary residence, you can't take all that money and say, I'm not going to buy another house. Well, unless you want to live in a tent or on the side of the road somewhere, right? You've got to be putting that money back into real estate of some sort. Now, maybe you're buying a smaller house. Maybe you're buying a bigger house. Maybe you're buying a condominium. Maybe you're going out of the area. But when we sell our primary residence, we have to either go and buy another primary residence or rent another primary residence. We're not taking that money out to go into a different asset class. So that's keeping the demand there for real estate of some sort. Then you got the group of people that are coming into their 30s, 32, 33 years old, which is where the vast majority of people buy their first home, 32, 33 years old. That group of people now is creating more demand because we've got that generation of people coming into the marketplace. And you've got the group of people that are saying, you know something, there's still a stigma here. And I don't know why there is a stigma. We've had Tom Borsuk on our radio program many, many times. He helps people find life living in a community, in senior communities. And it could be a 55 plus community, or it could be some of these wonderful senior centers. Right. And I looked at some of them right here in Southern California that are like living in a resort. Right. How could you imagine living at Pelican Hill full time? Right. Wouldn't that be nice? But again, I digress, getting down another rabbit hole. So here's the issue is our seniors want to stay in a home. They might decide that they're going to leave Orange County and go to Palm Desert, or they're going to go to the mountains, or they're going to go to Mississippi, or they're going to go to Montana, whatever they might want to do, whatever that case is. But they're going to buy another home somewhere. And the new household formation, the 32, 33-year-olds, they're buying a house. And everybody else in between has to live in a house. So if that's the case, when we sell property, we're not going into a different asset class. The money's going to come right back into real estate. Now, you might take some of the money and not use all of it. So you've got, say, 40% equity in your property. You might say, okay, I'm going to put 20% down on my new home, my new primary residence, and put 20% into some other asset class. I get it. That's a possibility. But for the most part, people are rolling that money over. Now, I would, if you're going to ask me my opinion, I'm going to say, put as little down as possible in your new home and take the remainder of the money, especially when you can borrow so cheap right now. Money's cheap, right? If you can buy something cheap and sell it for a lot, well, buy money today at, I don't know, 2, 3, 3.5%, wherever you fit in. But it's generally going to be under 3, 3.25%, right? And I don't know, I haven't seen the Freddie Mac numbers because they don't come out until tomorrow. But last week, our Freddie Mac numbers showed that interest rates on that Freddie Mac loan was, I think it was, let me see if I can find it here and not come up with the wrong number, 2.88%. So if you're borrowing at Freddie Mac's 2.88 and you can put that money into a piece of property, take money from your primary residence as much as you can, or sell your primary residence, buy it with as small a down payment as possible, and then put the remainder into another piece of property that you're going to pay, I don't know, it's going to be more money for an investment loan than it is for primary residence. But real estate is appreciating so much faster. Real estate appreciates, and you've got that leverage factor in there. So your arbitrage is significant for you for creating household wealth. And it's one of the issues we talk about all the time. Now you say, I don't want to be a landlord. Well, next Monday, we're going to talk about property management. We've got a property manager coming on, and we're going to chat about property management. How do you, what if you don't want to be that landlord? Okay, I get it. Hire somebody and still make more money and still have somebody else paying off your existing mortgage. And you get that appreciation. Think about this. If you're that 32 or 33 year old and you're starting that first home today, 30 years from now, if you follow the guidance of what I just said, 30 years from now, you're a multimillionaire, you're retired, you've got more money coming in every month than you know what to do with. Well, I think my wife could probably figure out what to do with it, but you're going to have more money than you know what to do with because you started early. Think about that concept. And I digressed from the mortgage minute and got into a little bit of a word on wealth, but that's the mortgage minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll talk about reasons why the end of forbearance will not lead to a wave of foreclosures. And student loan forbearance is ending. How do you prepare for that? And oh yes, we've got a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
What's your plan to beat inflation and protect and build your future wealth? If you're not sure, and if you would like to learn the secret of building wealth by utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments? Paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you own a luxury home or planning to purchase one? If so, your home may be your largest asset, but your mortgage may also be your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team is offering amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates in the 3%, and 15-year rates in the 2s. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com or call me directly. My number is 800-306-1990, licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real Time Real Estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Reasons why the end of forbearance will not lead to a wave of foreclosures. With forbearance plans about to come to an end, many are concerned the housing market will experience a wave of foreclosures like what happened after the housing bubble 15 years ago. Four reasons why that won't happen. Number one, there are fewer homeowners in trouble this time. After the last housing crash, about 9.3 million households lost their home to foreclosure, short sale, or because they simply gave it back to the bank. As stay-at-home orders were issued early last year, the overwhelming fear was the pandemic would decimate the housing industry in a way similar way. Many experts projected 30% of all mortgage holders would enter the forbearance program. Only 8.5% actually did, and that number is now down to 3.5%. As of last Friday, the total number of mortgages still in forbearance stood at 1,863,000. That's definitely a big number, but nowhere near 9.3 million. Most of the 1.86 million in forbearance have enough equity to sell their home, is number two. Out of the 1.86 million homeowners currently in forbearance, 87% have at least 10% equity in their homes. The 10% equity number is important because it enables homeowners to sell their houses and pay the related expenses instead of facing the hit on their credit that a foreclosure or short sale would create. The remaining 13% might not all have the same option to sell. So if the entire 13% of the 1.86 million homes went into foreclosure, that would total 241,800 mortgages. To give that number context, here are the annual foreclosure numbers of the 3 years leading up to the pandemic. 2017, 314,220, 2018, 279,040, and 2019, 277,520. The probable number of foreclosures coming out of the forbearance program is nowhere near the number of foreclosures coming out of the housing crash 15 years ago. The number does, however, draw a similar comparison to 3 years prior to the pandemic. Number three, the current market can absorb any listings coming to the market. When foreclosures hit the market in 2008, there was an excess supply of homes for sale. The situation is exactly the opposite today. In 2008, there was a 9-month supply of listings for sale. Today, that number stands at less than 3 months of inventory on the market. As Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, explains, when addressing potential foreclosures emerging from the forbearance, quote, any foreclosure increases will likely be quickly absorbed by the market. It will not lead to any price declines, unquote. Those in power will do whatever is necessary to prevent a wave of foreclosures. Just last Friday, the White House released a fact sheet explaining how many homeowners with government-backed mortgages will be given further options to enable them to keep their homes when exiting forbearance. Two examples mentioned in the release, quote, for homeowners who can resume their pre-pandemic monthly mortgage payment and where agencies have the authority, agencies will continue requiring mortgage servicers to offer options that allow borrowers to move missed payments to the end of the mortgage at no additional cost to the borrower. And the new steps the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of Agriculture, and Department of Veterans Affairs are announcing will aim to provide homeowners with a roughly 25% reduction in borrowers' monthly principal and interest payments to ensure they can afford to remain in their homes and build equity long-term. This brings options for homeowners with mortgages backed by HUD, USDA, and VA closer in alignment with options for homeowners with mortgages backed by Fannie and Freddie, unquote. When evaluating the four reasons above that I've just shared with you, it's clear there will not be a flood of foreclosures coming to the market as the forbearance programs wind down. Bottom line, as Ivy Zelman, founder of major housing market analytical firm Zelman & Associates notes, quote, the likelihood of us having a foreclosure crisis again is about 0%, unquote. give us a call if you have any questions about any of these things. We can help you if you are one of those people that say, hey, you know something, I still can't make my payment and I've got equity. Remember, now I'm not a realtor, but our Team 53 program will absolutely get you the most money for your property in 53 days you get your check. 53 days. Most money for your property and you get it in 53 days. Now, I know people say, well, properties are selling very, very quickly, Ron. Yeah, but for the most part, they may not be getting, or potentially they're not getting the top dollar for the properties. Why? Because they can't communicate with every single one of those people and keep them bidding against each other. Team 53 does that. They will continue bidding against each other until the last man standing. Just a thought for you. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Hey, we got a quick Your Credit Matters segment for you today. Student loan forbearance, that's ending. How do you prepare for it? Federal student loan payments have been paused since March 2020. By now, many of us have forgotten that it's likely like to have that monthly payment. We don't know what it is. As the country begins reopening, the end of federal student loan forbearance is on the horizon. Unless there's an extension, forbearance will end on September 30th, 2020. Here's how you can start preparing to make student loan payments again and avoid missed payments or default. Number one, this is the biggie, adjust your budget. Before payments kick in, take some time to review your finances to make sure you can comfortably afford to resume student loan payments. Log into your online account to check your monthly payments and build it into your budget to see how resuming payments will impact you based on where you stand right now. You may need to cut some expenses if possible so you're not stretched too thin. Some student loan borrowers continued making payments toward their student loans during the forbearance payment period. If you're one of them, you may not need to adjust anything. Now, if you were listening to Ron Siegel Radio throughout the whole forbearance period, my suggestion to you right along was not to make those payments. Put them in a side account. Save that money. That way, if the government decided that they were going to do any write-offs or benefits along those lines and not make you pay it back, you wouldn't have put the money in there in the first place. And then you can make a lump sum payment as soon as they go back to requiring them. That way you didn't lose out on anything. So here's another one. Reach out to your student loan servicer if needed. If your income changed during the pandemic and your current budget cannot support your previous payments, contact your student loan servicer for options. For example, you may be able to enroll in an income-driven repayment plan, which may allow your payments to be as low as zero, depending on your income. Keep in mind, you have to recertify each year, so your payments could go up if you start making more. Depending on your circumstances, you may be eligible for additional forbearance or deferment. Unlike the deferment period by the CARES Act, these won't be automatic and may require you to provide some information about your current financial situation. Another aside here for you on this one. If you do go into one of the income-based plans, highly, highly recommend you do not get a zero repayment. Tell them you want to send them $10 a month. Why would you say that, Ron? A method to my madness. Well, if you tell them $10 a month, if you go to buy a house during that period, that $10 could potentially be used as your repayment amount. If you have a zero on there, then the guidelines say most of the time, there are some exceptions, that you have to either impute a 0.5% or a 1% payment amount. But if you have that $10 in there, $5 in there, that's what gets used. Hey, let's go to number three. Set a reminder or automate your payment. After 18 months of no required payments, you may have to get used to paying student loans again. For the first few months, that may mean setting a reminder to schedule or make your payment to avoid a late payment. Or if you feel comfortable, you can automate your payments instead of manually paying each month. Hey, make sure you read all the communications from your student loan servicer. Leading up to the end of forbearance, your student loan servicer may communicate with you via email or mail to let you know important information about your student loans. This may include details about your due date or repayment plan. If you haven't received anything as of the end of September approaches, log into your online account for incoming messages, or contact your servicer with any questions. Consider refinancing or consolidating. Both refinancing and student loan consolidation allow you to take advantage of low interest rates and could make your monthly payments more manageable. Be careful about refinancing with a longer repayment period, as this could increase the total amount of interest you pay on that student loan. As the country reopens, it could take several months for Americans to get their financial footing back. In the meantime, work with your student loan servicer and other billers to work out monthly payments you can afford comfortably. Being proactive can help to prevent late payments, which may help you avoid any negative impact to your FICO scores. And that is a brief Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it's wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solution. And hey, let's see. We've got a whole lot still to cover. We're going to talk about, maybe looking at the housing supply, what it means for sellers. We might get into that one. And we'll take a look at that featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. And, oh, yes, we've got a better outcome segment. Making better outcomes, buying a house if my name is still on the mortgage to the marital home, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
If you are listening to this program, building personal wealth is a topic you're familiar with, and you probably understand that making money is about creating a high income from a high-paying job or running a business, while building wealth, on the other hand, is about creating a stock of value that goes up over time. You've also probably noticed lately that prices for fuel, groceries, and raw materials are skyrocketing, while your monthly income remains flat. Welcome to Inflation 101. One of the fastest-growing wealth-building strategies is utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, like the equity in your home. Realty Pro 100 has been helping people like you increase their net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 per year. Now's the time to put your money to work for you and beat inflation. Learn more and start building your wealth by contacting Realty Pro 100. Text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Receive free information on how the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder program works and if it's the right wealth building strategy for you. License DRE 02059058.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the featured home segment today, being brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. MyFavoriteLender.net, they've got the properties for you. They've got all kinds of different programs that'll help you make sure that you're on the right track for whatever it is you're looking to accomplish yourself. Everybody has their own sets of goals and objectives. So you always want to have a lender that's there looking for what makes sense for you. And you get that with MyFavoriteLender.net. 22772 Montalvo Road, Laguna Niguel. Hey, Patty Gregory's got this property. It is 3 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms. It's a view home in beautiful Monarch Summit. Home sits at the edge of the bluff with only one common wall, providing the utmost privacy on a very quiet cul-de-sac. Watch the world from your private covered porch overlooking the surrounding hills. Home has a great layout, is partially updated, and just waiting for you to make it your own. Enjoy beautiful grounds, community pool, spa, clubhouse, and Monarch Summit 2. It's a 55-plus community. I can take a look at that one. $995,000 is the list price on that. 10% down, you're looking at $4,021 a month. 20% down, you're looking at $3,356 a month. And with a strategic speaking 25% down, you're looking at just under $3,000 a month, $2,997. Those are principal and interest numbers. You're going to have to add your taxes, your insurance, HOA, and if there's any mortgage insurance, has to all be added to it. And yes, we do make sure that we stay compliant. The APRs are 3.719, 3.045, and 2.828. NMLS 217037. Again, that's from our friend Patty Gregory has that listing over there. And I highly recommend take a look at it. If you're 55 or older, give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with Patty so you can see this property. Just under $1 million, $995,000. And I'm looking at the picture. If you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or any of our socials, you can see a picture there, and I'm not exactly sure where it's in. It looks like a patio, and great, great view. Great view. So Monarch Summit in Laguna Niguel. So, I might even go take a look at this one. That's a nice-looking property there from our friend Patty Gregory. Again, that's the featured home segment brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. Hey, let's give you a little bit of a better outcomes discussion this morning. Yes, and that's brought to you by MyCDLP.com, MyCDLP.com. And you can also get your Divorcing Your Mortgage Workbook. It's free. Divorce Your Mortgage Workbook, DYMWorkbook.com, DYMWorkbook.com. Can I buy a house if my name is still on the mortgage to the marital home? That's the subject today. Can't buy a new home if I'm still on the marital mortgage is often the statement made by the spouse leaving the marital home. Fortunately, it is not necessarily true. In many divorce situations, the spouse retaining the marital home will not qualify to refinance the current mortgage, and the vacating spouse believes they can't qualify to purchase a new home while remaining on the mortgage for the marital home. This thought process seems rational. However, there are certain steps and verbiage to include in the divorce settlement agreement that can remove this obstacle. While many mortgage companies have their own guidelines or overlays in investor underwriting guidelines, a certified divorce lending professional will know how to handle court-ordered assignment of debt and the correct verbiage needed in the divorce settlement agreement or separation agreement. When a borrower has an outstanding debt that was assigned to another party by court order, such as under a divorce decree or separation agreement, and the creditor does not release the borrower from liability, the borrower has a contingent liability. The lender may not be required to count this contingent liability as part of the borrower's recurring monthly debt if handled properly. The key, however, is to work with a knowledgeable and trained divorce lending professional. A certified divorce lending professional understands the different requirements of working with contingent liabilities. There can be hidden issues, including title requirements, as well as payments made by the spouse that is now liable. These hidden issues can result in denied mortgage financing. The certified divorce lending professional brings tremendous value to the divorce team during the settlement process. Their background knowledge of family law, financial and tax planning, real property, and mortgage financing allows them to better support and assist the divorce team and divorcing homeowners. Do you have questions about how divorce may impact your ability to obtain mortgage financing? As a certified divorce lending professional, yeah, we've got the knowledge and experience to help make the transition much smoother and successful for all the parties. Give us a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Happy to consult with you. But hey, do it early on in the process. Do it when you're before you've got that settlement agreement all completed. Let's have a chat. Make sure you get a copy of the Divorcing Your Mortgage Homeowner Workbook. It's free from Ron Siegel Radio. We give you these things so you can have better outcomes. And that one's available. All you have to do is text My DYM Workbook, My DYM Workbook, or you can go to mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com, get a copy of that. And we'd be more than happy to give you all the, just give it to you. Give you all the information that we can to help you in getting that better outcome. As always, I ask you, having that information. I mean, that's what our whole program is about, is just getting you information. Let's take a look at the housing supply, what it means for sellers. Being that we got a little bit of time today, tried to do this the other day and I didn't even get to it. One of the hottest topics of conversation in today's real estate market is the shortage of available homes. Simply put, there are many more potential buyers than there are homes for sale. As a seller, you've likely heard that low supply is good news for you. It means your house will get more attention and likely more offers. But as life begins to return to normal, you may be wondering if that's something that will change. While it may be tempting to blame the pandemic for the current inventory shortage, the pandemic can't take all the credit. While it did make some sellers hold off on listing their homes over the past year, the truth is the low supply of homes was years in making. Let's take a look at the root cause and what the future holds to uncover why now is still a great time to sell. Where did the shortage come from? Not just today's high buyer demand. Our low supply goes hand in hand with the number of new homes built over the past decades. According to Sam Cotter, VP and Chief Economist at Freddie Mac, quote, the main driver for the housing shortfall has been the long-term decline in construction of single-family homes. Data and recent report from the National Association of Realtors, NAR, tells the same story. New home construction has been lagging behind the norm for quite some time. Historically, builders completed an average of 1.5 million new housing units per year. However, since the housing bubble in 2008, the level of new home construction has fallen off. And if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our socials or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're seeing a chart of residential units completed. And the NAR report elaborates on the impact of this below average pace of construction. Quote, the underlying gap in the U.S. totaled more than 5.5 million housing units in the last 20 years, unquote. Another quote, looking ahead, in order to fill an underbuilding gap of approximately 5.5 million housing units during the next 10 years, while accounting for historical growth, new construction would need to accelerate to a pace that is well above the current trend to more than 2 million housing units per year. That means if we build even more houses than the norm every year, it'll take a decade to close the underbuilding gap, contributing to today's supply and demand mix. Does that mean today's ultimate seller's market is here to stay? Well, we're already starting to see an increase in new home construction, which is great. Newly built homes can't bridge the supply gap we're facing right now on their own. In the State of the Nation's Housing 2020 report, the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University says, quote, although part of the answer to the nation's housing shortage, new construction can only do so much to ease short-term supply constraints. To meet today's strong demand, more existing single-family homes must come on the market. Early indicators show more existing home inventory is on its way. When we look at existing homes. The latest reports signal that housing supply is growing gradually month over month. This uptick in existing homes for sale shows that things are beginning to shift. Based on recent data, Odetta Cushy, Deputy Chief Economist at First American, has this to say. It looks like existing inventory is starting to inch up, which is good news for a housing market parched for more supply. Bottom line, it's still a great time to sell. Even though housing supply is starting to trend up, it's still hovering around near historic lows. Let's chat about it if you have any questions. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's go out and I can be saved. Tides that I try.